Rising Chats. Join me and my writers and tune in to our many wonderful conversations we have every day, covering a wide range of topics. Chatting is a great way to communicate as it makes your trip go quicker and also more enjoyable. And what better place to meet and connect with people than in the car driving around our stunning city, Sydney, with all of its beauty, diversity and cultures. Tune in as we talk and hear the many different stories from all the amazing people who have come to call this great city home. Because everybody has a story to tell.
Okay.
Okay, guys, welcome. Welcome to Rising Chats.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who do I have in this car?
You have Ryan.
Ryan.
And Coral.
And Coral. From?
California.
California.
I knew there was an accent. I detected an accent.
We don't have
we
an accent.
We have the accent?
Yeah.
You have the accent.
I can hear it. from California. Welcome to Australia.
Thank you.
First
Thank
time?
You. No.
Fourth time.
Fourth time.
Second time.
Ah. Here for holidays?
We came for a surf life-saving sport. So we are both surf life-saving sport racers at home.
Oh.
You know, Baywatch?
Yeah.
Intervene series, stuff like that.
Oh, you come to compete?
Yeah.
Coral competed. I co-managed the California team.
Oh, wow. So are you here for the Australian, like, series or?
We did a little bit. We participated in the Super Surf Teams League, which is basically the best of all of the states come together in a couple of teams and put together relays of sorts and some individual events. So we did that. That was 2 weeks ago. Almost 3 weeks ago now.
Oh wow.
And then the Manly Open.
That was in Maroubra. Yeah. And then the Manly Summer of Surf.
Yeah.
And the Freshwater Summer of Surf. And those are with like the Nutrigrain Stars.
The Nutrigrain. It's like the Nutrigrain the triathlete kind of
run. Yeah, no, Ironman is what they call it.
Ironman. Yeah, the Ironman.
Iron.
Yeah. That's right.
And then we spent about a week in Victoria competing against the state Victorian team.
Yeah.
And doing an educational and competition exchange.
Oh, wow.
Victoria won. Spoiler alert.
Do I have, like, superstars in my car now? Like,
we'll get them next time.
We are not superstars. But...
You are, because you're representing your... team come to Australia, right?
Yeah. That's true, but no one knows our names.
No.
Oh, but you still, okay.
maybe at home we have a little bit of recognition, but.
Yeah. Ah, wow.
Yeah, it was fun. And now we've got 1 day left.
And then you go back.
Yep.
How long are you here for? A couple of weeks? Or in total, a month?
Ryan, you were.
Ryan, yeah?
2 weeks?
Yeah, this is.
Nothing.
I arrived, I think, January 15th, but Coral started early December. She got here early December.
Right. Yeah.
Trained.
In December.
Got ready for all this stuff.
Well done, Coral.
Yeah, it was a good stint over here.
Well done. See, Australia's pretty cool in the summertime, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah.
Like it's got its beaches and whatever.
It's wild,
And a lot of tourists.
So many.
Yeah.
Definitely here in Coogee and Bondi.
Yeah.
What we don't have in California is the same, like, reaction to sunrises. Like, we have sunsets over in, because the sun, you know, sets on the West Coast.
Okay,
but
on
here,
the East Coast.
Yeah, you get the sunrise on the East Coast.
That's
so everyone at 5:30 a.m., hundreds of people are out and about.
Because it's beautiful, the sunrise.
Gorgeous. In
the morning. I've got hundreds of photos on my phone from sunrises. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But we don't get the sunset on the ocean, which
exactly.
is also beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you get that in California.
Yeah, we've got sunsets.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
here.
That's interesting. That's cool. So is that what you do? You compete around the world in titles or just not really around the world? You just, like, go from America to Australia or?
We've been a couple of places.
Yeah.
I personally have been to Japan twice for life-saving.
Yeah.
France. In Italy last year.
Oh, well, you traveled a bit.
Yeah, Ryan and I both went to Italy. We competed in the Life-Saving World Championships.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's every 2 years. This summer, actually, it's going to be on Gold Coast.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be back here.
So you're back here.
Yeah.
August.
In August.
August.
Yeah.
And how'd you go in that competition? How'd you get Ryan?
When we were in Italy, I only competed in the age group for our club, and our club was Team California.
Yeah.
And I did okay. I came home, I think, with a couple thirds, a second, and then one world championship in my my age group. But it was
Ryan has giant medals at home.
They're heavy too. The competition thins out quite a bit after the age of like 35, when people start having families and full time jobs. And so I'm lucky enough to still be able to manage all that stuff and still make it to these competitions.
And how old are you, Ryan?
I'm 45.
Look how good you look for 45. You look great.
Thank you.
I'm 53.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But you look great because you're fit. See? You're running around, surf, life saving, swimming.
Yeah, I guess it helps.
Do you look after yourself with food wise? Do you eat good food? Do you drink? Do you smoke? No.
No, not really. I had a couple drinks last night. Because I'm on vacation.
But generally you don't, you know, like
generally no. Yeah, no, like one drink a week maybe. We cook at home. Yeah. We eat a lot of greens.
Vegetables, good healthy foods.
Protein.
It's important.
But when we were in Italy, Coral was competing in her age group as well for the club, and she won so many medals. We joked about having to buy another suitcase.
Well, I'm not going to ask Coral what age group she's in.
Not
she's
good.
Fine. She's she's fine. She's in the young age group.
No,
but it's all right. So Coral, are you better than Ryan? She's humble. She won't say.
Yeah, we do a lot of training together at home and here, and usually she's faster than me, and I'm trying to keep up.
No way.
Keeping up with someone who's 10 years younger than me.
Ah, there you go.
Definitely. Yeah.
There you go. Your age came out, Coral.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry if that was a secret.
Good on you. But you help each other, like you kind of inspire each other.
We give each other tips, and I think motivation's a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
Like we kind of hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
We cook well together.
Yeah, well, you have a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a good team. Yeah,
it's a good team.
Yeah, we had a team of 22 Californians here over the last like 3 weeks, so it's been good.
And they've all gone back, or some are still here.
There's
they made it.
What, two more people that are still puttering around? They have a van and they're kind of touring, but most everyone else went home. We go home tomorrow, and then those other two are kind of just on their own to figure out what they're going to do. They'll eventually come back because they got to work at some point.
There you go.
Yeah, it's an endless summer when you come here.
Yeah, because it's just beautiful days after beautiful days.
Yeah.
If you
do our summer in California, you know, which was the months of June through August and September.
Yeah, and then you come here.
And you come to Australia and you get another little summer.
Summer break, and then you go back and it's like nearly summer again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years ago, I finished my college, or what you guys call uni.
Yeah.
And finished it in, like, December.
Yeah.
And then came here to lifeguard in Queensland. Spent 3 months, 4 months, whatever. Went back in April to my home, lifeguarded that summer. And then in November, came back to Australia and lifeguarded again for another summer here. And then went back in March or April to my home and lifeguarded for another summer at home. So I had 5 summers in a row in a span of 3 years. I never saw winter. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's the best.
It was a good time.
Because you go back and forth.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah, I had a job over here. I got paid Monday through Friday.
In Queensland and California, back and forth, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I wasn't focused on training for the sport at that point, but I did learn how to sit in a surf ski and paddle a board, but I didn't wake up with the clubbies at 5:30 to see the sunrise grind.
Is it similar, Ryan, the techniques and the life saving that you have here, that you have in America, than you have in and you have here? Is it very similar
for
life saving
for the sport or for the job?
Oh, for both. Like, is it similar? Like, the job's the same, right? Same thing.
Yeah, essentially,
very
it's
similar.
Taking people out of the ocean or trying to save
them. Yeah, But the sport, do you have the same sport with the boards and the paddling and...
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
But the all the technique and the technology and the equipment basically comes from Australia. So if you want to be good at the sport, you come here to train and learn and talk to a coach and get on a program.
Yeah.
And just race and learn.
Okay.
At home, we don't have that much of a culture. We have less equipment. So it's a little bit difficult to really advance significantly at home.
Yeah.
But if you're a good athlete and you stick to it and you do your training, you're going to be okay.
You do fine.
But if you come here, you just absorb and learn and always go back better is what people seem to do. As far as the life-saving goes, like the actual job, there's just a much different culture. Like, everybody is a paid professional lifeguard at home. We work, lifeguards are on the beach 7 days a week. We don't use a board to go on rescues. We use a tube and fins, and we swim out to the person and wrap them up and clip them in and then drag them back in.
Okay.
Here, people want to use a paddleboard more. We have towers. We have there's a mile-long beach that has rocks on either side.
Yeah.
We don't put flags up and say, just swim here between the flags. We have just tower, like lifeguard towers, little fiberglass structures that one lifeguard sits in every 300 meters or so.
Okay.
And we just go respond and pull people out of rip currents or inshore holes when they need help. Okay. We don't tell people where to swim.
I gotcha.
Some agencies use a flag system, and they'll put up a red flag if it's really dangerous, and a yellow flag if it's used caution, and a green flag if it's really easy.
Different. Yeah, yeah.
But people here, when we tell them about that scenario, their minds are blown that we just give people free access to the coastline and go for it, and we'll come get you when you need us.
Yeah, here we have the flags.
Here, our mind is blown because people are actually somewhat compliant and swim between the flags. Yeah.
So there's sometimes hundreds of people in between
the flags. That's right,
To me, it doesn't look like enjoyable recreation when there's hundreds of people shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, but it's safety first, Ryan. Safety first, see? But people still get caught in rips.
They do.
Yeah.
So I can imagine if there was no flags, there'd be everyone caught in rips.
Yeah.
And you just need more lifeguards and towers every 300 meters. And the lifeguards go out, grab them, and then bring them in. But you, at home, you also do a bit of preventative measure. So if you see somebody entering the water close to a rip, you leave your tower, you run down with your buoy and your fins.
Yeah.
And you tell them, hey, this is a really bad area. You should swim over by tower 3 over there.
I got you.
And that's the lifeguard's job, is to warn people all day, go get them if they need be. But if you do a good job of preventing, you won't have to make a bunch of rescues.
Okay.
But people have the freedom to kind of
Go wherever they want to swim.
Wherever they want.
Oh, okay. Well, here in Australia, that system has been in place for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The red and yellow flag. So anyone knows that. But tourists, sometimes they don't know what's going on. They get a bit caught in rips. You'll notice that whenever you see on the news people getting dragged out, you know, from the surf, it's always tourists who have come in not knowing the rules, and they just kind of get stuck or they get caught in the rip. So, but they're very, like, there's a lot of lifeguards around anyway in between those flags. Like, at each beach, there's always a lifeguards at all the beaches, well, most of the beaches anyway. So it's always monitored, and it's always watching everybody. So it's a good thing, because it's dangerous here. The surf is dangerous in Australia.
Yeah.
You see, all the beaches, sometimes they close it for being too dangerous. So you got to have the flags there just as a safety. Yes, there's a number of people swimming between the flags, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still swim and... Yeah, it's not like you've got your own space, but you can still have fun in the water, you know?
Right.
Because it's very important, because a lot of people drown here. Even now, even lately, last couple of days, yesterday, there was 4 dragged out of Bondi.
I saw that.
Yeah, it's on news. Yeah, see? So you got to be extra careful here in Australia.
So that's kind of a difference, too, is at our beach, we don't... The lifeguards go off duty when there's no one left in the water. And that could be dark or just after dark.
Okay.
And the hours are flexible.
Yeah.
So if you have a scheduled shift that starts at 10 a.m., you'd be lucky if you got off at 6 p.m. in summer, because the sun doesn't go down till 8:30 or something where we're at. So here, the lifeguards are off at 5:30 or you know, whatever time it is. And they say, and they make the announcement.
That's right.
Beach is closed, out of the water, go to the pools.
Yeah.
But people still go in the water because it's still hot and they want to play. But to us, like, good public service is staying open until people choose to leave. And it's costly, but it's better than a bunch of kids drowning at night because they, or, you know, at sunset because they are so hot and just want to cool off.
Yeah. Well, you got to be extra careful in the water. That's why we have all these lifeguards here. Mm-hmm. You know, Australia's very, we have beautiful beaches here, right? So, well, that's a question for you, Ryan. Which beaches are better? California beaches or Australian Sydney beaches?
Australian Sydney beaches are pretty damn beautiful.
They're pretty good, yeah?
Yeah.
There's so many of them, right?
Just what?
There's so many of them.
Oh, yeah, there's so many.
Like Maroubra, Manly, Bondi, Bronte, North Curl, you got from the top to the bottom, Palm Beach.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite that you love? Coral, do you have a favorite?
We saw a bunch yesterday. Palm Beach was beautiful.
I love Palm Beach.
Yeah, Palm Beach.
But it's so far.
It is. Avalon was beautiful.
Avalon, but they're so far. They're the northern beaches. There's all the.
I love freshwater.
I love freshwater.
Freshwater wasn't.
Yes.
It's
hidden like in a gully.
It's hidden. It's protected from all the wind.
Correct.
For the most part.
It's in a gully. It's down.
The water is blue, clear.
Pretty much everywhere is really.
They've all got their own special, different special. Thing about them, so cool. So what about California, like the beaches, are they similar, like as in cleanliness, are they clean, are they surfs there, like,
you know, it depends on where you go. There's a lot of sand at beaches up in, well, there's Los Angeles beaches kind of operate differently than Orange County beaches that operate differently from San Diego beaches, and that's just the Southern California area.
Yeah,
there's other beaches of course all the way up the coast, but when people think beach in California, they're usually thinking like Santa Monica Pier, where there's a ton of sand.
Venice beach,
not a lot of surf during the summer,
yeah,
but a lot of beach attendance.
Okay.
Coral works up in the LA area.
Yeah.
I work in the Orange County area.
Yeah.
And we have more of a southerly facing beachfront.
Yeah.
So Huntington Beach is where I spent almost 20 years lifeguarding, and we have exposure to south swells, which come during the summer. A lot of parking lots and a lot of sand and fire pits and a tourist attraction like the Huntington Pier.
Okay, yeah.
And surf, you know, huge surf contests and special events. So it brings a ton of people. So we get lots of rescues, lots of rip currents, lots of rescues, lots of action, I guess you would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you go further down the coast in Orange County, you get into smaller beaches like Laguna Beach where there's not big parking lots and there's not a lot of sand. And it's kind of protected a little bit from some rocks that kind of shield some of the surf in some areas. So you might get some big shore pound stuff, but you don't get waves breaking outside, which create all the rip currents that pull back out. So it just varies depending on where you go. Laguna Beach is just like an absolutely beautiful place to go.
Is that the best one?
Similar to Sydney.
Yes. Yeah, it's got a lot of little coves and stuff and clear water and like rock areas to kind of play in.
Like us. Yeah, very similar to what we have.
Huntington Beach is like a 3 mile, well, it's like a 8 mile long Bondi of just sand and parking lot.
Okay.
But it's straight. It's not curved like Bondi.
Yeah, Bondi's curved. Laguna Beach, that sounds nice.
San Diego's got some really great beaches too. In the northern county, they're a little more quiet, a little more neighborhoodly.
Yeah.
And then when you get into the city area, like Mission Beach and Pacific Beach, you've got roller coasters at piers and lots of hotels. So it's just a depends on where you go, what you're after.
Yeah,
if you
depends
want.
What you like. Depends what you like. Yeah.
If you want a quiet cove, you
then
can
you go there.
You go find that. Yeah. If you want to people watch and you maybe there. Meet people, you go to Huntington Beach Pier or something like that.
Oh,
or
cool.
Manhattan Beach Pier, maybe.
Wow. Now, do you have sharks? We have sharks. Yeah. Do you have sharks? Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually
the Santa Monica Bay is a breeding ground
for sharks.
Mm-hmm. So
what kind of sharks do you have?
Well, they're white sharks, so which grow into great white sharks.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but they're juvenile, so they're anywhere between, you know, 4 to 6 feet. So they're still small. They're young. They're feeding on bottom fish,
stingrays and stuff like
stingrays,
that.
Stingrays, yeah. They're not. They haven't graduated to harbor seals and sea lions yet.
Oh wow.
Yeah, okay. But when you go up the coast towards Ventura,
sharks.
It gets
bigger.
Sharkier. Yeah.
The water gets colder. There's more food for them. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what
they're bigger.
Are after is the big
direction.
Fat cheeseburger, right?
Yeah,
the sea lion.
That's
and then
right.
down south a little more. So there have been strikes or bites, shark bites.
There've been some here too, actually.
Yeah. I think way more here.
Yeah.
than we get.
But we have shark nets anyway on all the beaches.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Still, but they come in the harbour and you got to be extra careful swimming. Yeah. Yeah, wow. There's cool.
You guys don't have stingrays here, do you?
Not in New South Wales, but up in Queensland, far north Queensland. Yeah, we have. I'm sure there's stingrays up there. Yeah, there is.
Okay. We saw some rays or something on the bottom of the ocean.
Do we have last it here? Night. I don't know if we have it.
We have. They look like skate.
There is stingrays in our waters, but I don't know if they're in Sydney waters. Maybe they're up in tropical waters.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have the Great Barrier Reef. Have you been up there, up in northern Queensland?
No. I have. Yeah.
They've got all different marine life in there.
Yeah, they got big rays and stuff up there. We saw little ones that look like ones from home last night, that if you step on, they sting you.
Yeah, we have jellyfish. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's way more jellyfish here.
Yeah, we have blue bottles. Yeah.
Yep.
We have the blue-ringed octopus, which is the most venomous octopus in the world.
Ooh, oh, really?
Fun.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
I don't
up
think
north?
Most of it up north. But they're like tiny small octopus. About palm of your hand. That size of the palm of your hand. It's the most toxic octopus in the world. The blue ring octopus. So don't step on it.
Don't touch it.
Don't go near it. So
don't look at it.
I don't know if there's much here, but I know in Queensland there's lots. Queensland always have, they've got the box jellyfish, the tiny ones too.
Oh yeah.
They're also venomous.
Those ones are deadly.
Yeah we have the bigger ones here, but they're not that bad. They're not that
dangerous. We saw some
we have blue bottles. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Blue bottles always come in and they sting people and then they just kind of, they come in with the tide.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wind, right?
Yeah, mainly always has them. Mainly beach always has a lot of blue bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but they tell you blue bottles beach, you know, be aware of. Blue bottles closed, so they won't let you swim in there. If you can, if you want, it's at your own risk. But
right.
Normally, you don't swim when there's jellyfish or blue bottles in the ocean.
Yeah. I worked for a little bit up at Palm Beach in the Cairns area, and we had the jelly nets, the swim nets.
Yeah.
We had to move with the tide.
Yeah.
To keep the Irukandji jellyfish out, the ones that kill you.
There is, yeah. Because yes.
Yeah, those are, and they're tiny. They're tiny. Super tiny.
They're super tiny, but they're super venomous.
They.
You know, it's funny, Australia has all the most deadliest animals in the world.
Yeah.
Most deadliest jellyfish, most deadliest octopus, most deadliest snakes.
Crocs can kill you.
Yeah, up in Darwin. You got the sharks, you've got spiders.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But look, you just got to be careful. I mean, there's not many spiders. I mean, there's not many snakes here. There are a couple of spiders here, but they're generally the huntsmen. It's not really... It just looks scary, that's all.
Yeah, right. We heard about it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one yet.
But there's no snakes here. There's not many, you know. But you just got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, cool. Well, there you go. Very nice talking to you guys. Excellent. Good to know.
Yeah.
Southern California.
Have you been? Sydney.
No, I've been to Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to Hawaii.
Halfway there.
Oh, Hawaii was fantastic.
What was your favorite spot in Hawaii?
We went to Hanama Bay, where you snorkel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We stayed in Waikiki.
Yeah.
And I stayed at the Surf West, Outrigger Surf West.
Okay.
There's about 10 outriggers you can use.
That's right.
Yeah. Went to shopping center there. Went to Pearl Harbor. Waikiki Beach, I think it was there.
Yep.
There was a few places there, but like they were, everywhere I went was like, I had the best tan there. The best tan I ever got was in Hawaii. I used Hawaiian Tropic oil.
Oh my gosh.
Oh jeez.
That was the best tan I've ever, because I'm olive skin, right? So I put the whole tanned instantly. Loved it. But yeah, Hawaii was pretty cool.
Funny.
Guys,
when was that?
1991 or something.
Oh jeez.
Oh, yeah. Time to go back.
Yeah. How long is that? 30 years?
Yeah,
long time ago. Yeah, we have to go back. Guys, we are.
Okay.
Lovely talking to you guys.
Yeah,
lovely talking to you. Yeah, absolutely. Here we are.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on Rides and Chats.
Yeah,
absolutely. Enjoy your stay. Nice meeting you, Ryan. Nice meeting you, Coral.
Bye.
Take care.
All right.
All the best, yeah?
All right.
Would you like some water with you guys, or there's some water if you want to take with you?
Yeah, I'll take a bottle.
Okay. Yeah, take a bottle. All right. Take care, guys.
All right, like and subscribe.
All right.
All right.
See you, mate.